All right, be honest. When you're at the checkout line, you see those supermarket tabloids with the headline, Predictions for the Future. You take a look, don't you? These predictions come from people who call themselves psychics. Most famous, maybe, was Gene Dixon, who actually did predict that JFK would be assassinated. But other than that, her prediction track record over the following decades, far less than stellar. While these self-proclaimed psychics, they kind of played the odds. Remember when The Gong Show was the hot TV show late 70s, early 80s? One of these psychics predicted a star would come from The Gong Show. What a few did, be factual about this, Pee Wee Herman, I kid you not, R&B singer Cheryl Lynn, Michael Winslow, he went on to the Police Academy films, among other work. But when you consider how many acts were on each show and how many times each week the show was on, that prediction was really more a safe guess, I guess you'd call it. But that's prediction. Then there's prophecy. What's the difference? The first might happen. The second will happen. When God, when Jesus say it, it will be. When a true prophet of God said it, they said it under the authority of God, and it would be. When God calls for it to be, Numbers chapter 23, verse 19 tells us how it's carved in stone. Reading here, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do, or has he spoken and will he not make it good? Regarding those who speak of prophecy, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 21 and 22 explain, and if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him. Peter also writes in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Many Bible scholars look at the Old Testament and see over 300 prophecies just about Jesus. These include God blessing Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others, saying that their descendants will be blessed while others will be blessed through them. All these figures, they're part of the genealogy of Jesus. If that's a little too deep for you, then let's go to Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The exact location of Jerusalem's nine suburbs, they were foretold in Jeremiah 31, verses 38 through 40. Reading here, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that the city shall be built for the Lord from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate. The surveyor's line shall again extend straight forward over the hill Garib, then it shall turn toward Goth, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes, and all the fields as far as Brook Kidron, to the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy to the Lord. It shall not be plucked up or thrown down any more forever. 2,600 years later, that came to precisely be. If we go to Ezekiel chapter 25, verses 12 through 14, we read that water-rich Edom, which later became part of Jordan, would dry up and become barren. Thus says the Lord God, because of what Edom did against the house of Judah by taking vengeance, and has greatly offended by avenging itself on them, therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will also stretch out my hand against Edom, cut off man and beast from it, and make it desolate from Teman. Edom shall fall by the sword. I will lay my vengeance on Edom by the hand of my people Israel, that they may do in Edom according to my anger and according to my fury, and they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord God. And that is a precise description of that region today. Now, those are just a few of the Bible prophecies that have come to pass. The Bible also contains many previews of coming attractions. These are most obvious in, of course, the book of Revelation. An example, in Revelation 6, the Lamb breaks the first six seals, each resulting in a horse and a rider coming forward with the task to perform on earth that would bring about war, earthquakes. The seven bowls of the seven plagues are poured out in Revelation 15 and 16. We're told of what they'll inflict upon the earth. The prophecies of Revelation also give rise to quite a lot of discussion and debate. Revelation 11 tells of the two witnesses who will testify, be killed, and rise up after 3.5 days, and all will witness this. The question becomes, who will those two witnesses be? Will they include Abraham, Moses, Elijah, David? Then in Revelation 18, the fall of Babylon is revealed. There are some who say that this Babylon is America. Others think it's China. Some believe Russia. While much of what is told will come to pass in Revelation is painful, say the least, this will all take place after Jesus returns, and those who have given themselves to God in faith and devotion are taken up to heaven. This is why Jesus says in Revelation 16:15, "Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame." And in Revelation chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus declares, "And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work."